Green 960 San Francisco. Find out more about Peter B. at green960.com.
You're going to love this. Just love it.
Peter B. Collins Show.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Yes, I do.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
Yes, it is.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
Nah, I won't.
And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Yes, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Brad Friedman, guest hosting on the final hour this week of the Peter B. Collins Show, live from Los Angeles. Taking over for the good Peter B. up in Missoula, Montana. Whatever he's doing up there, we've hijacked his show because we've got some really good news. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger and otherwise troublemaker from bradblog.com. Peter B.'s regular Friday guest at this hour. We usually talk about election and voting issues. Today will be no exception. And for change, we get to kick this thing off with some good news. We're going to have that in a second. Actually, two pieces of good news coming up this show. And we will be talking with Steve Rosenfeld from Alternet. And later we'll be speaking with conservative icon Richard Viguerie, who is calling for the entire GOP leadership to resign immediately. So I guess that's three pieces of good news we've got coming for you this afternoon on the final hour of the Peter B. Collins Show, live from Los Angeles right now. And we're going to get some the breaking news coming out of Missouri. We've been speaking for the last few weeks with Peter about this photo ID restriction, this just outrageous attempt by the folks in Missouri now, following what happened in Indiana and the Supreme Court's approval of a restrictive photo ID law sure to suppress the votes of the elderly, the nuns, the vets, the palsy victims, all sorts of folks, students, all sorts of folks who don't have a photo ID who were sure to be disenfranchised by the cynical Republican attempt to keep Democratic Democratic-leaning voters from voting. We may have some good news on the constitutional amendment in Missouri that was meant to stop those folks from voting with this draconian photo ID stuff. News today from Jeff City, the capital. And for that, we're going to go to Mindy Mazur, the former chief of staff to Missouri Secretary of State Robin Carnahan. She's now the Missouri State Director for AmericaVotes.org, a coalition of the largest membership-based progressive groups in the country, representing a broad range of issues, including the environment, civil and human rights, choice, education, and labor. And their mission is to coordinate the independent electoral activities of these groups to create a permanent national progressive infrastructure. Progressives? Coordinated? What are the odds? Oh, Mindy, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Thank you.
I think you've got some good news for us this afternoon, do you not?
Yes, we have great news today. Here in Missouri, today was the last day of the legislative session, and legislature did not pass the constitutional amendment that you were talking about that would require very restrictive photo identification of all voters.
I can't tell you how happy I am about that. So today was the last day that the legislature goes on break now until what? The end of the year, summer? How long?
This is the end of session, and so this is it.
This is it. So they cannot get in this new photo ID law prior to the November election, correct?
Correct.
And that means my friend Thor Hearn, chief GOP vote fraudster, has lost at least this round, correct?
I think that those who wanted to disenfranchise up to 240,000 Missourians, elderly, disabled, and the poor, they've suffered a great setback once again in Missouri, because people here in Missouri want elections to be fair, and we know that elections can't be fair unless eligible voters are able to vote.
And that comes, that 240,000 number you mentioned, that comes from the study I think your old boss, Secretary of State Robin Carnahan, did. She found, what, 240,000 registered voters who don't have the photo ID that would be needed for a law like this in Missouri?
That's right. That number is 240,000 registered voters. And those are the vote that she took the voter list in Missouri and the DMV records, and that was the approximate number of voters who didn't have photo identification.
And those are people who are already registered? In other words, 240,000 already registered, then you could have thousands more who would be unable to vote through registration drives this year, correct? Had this
Certainly
law passed?
Certainly, that could have been the implication, absolutely.
And did it come up for a vote at all, or did and fail, or did they not even bring it up for a vote?
They didn't bring it up today, and I think that that is a testament to the great groundswell of activity here throughout the state with many, many voters and progressive organizations and elected officials who care about voting rights. And over the past couple weeks, calls have been made to legislatures and folks to make sure that they know that this kind of restrictive photo identification requirement is something that we don't need when we already have identification requirements in Missouri, and that we want every eligible voter to be able to vote.
And that's right, and you make a good point, because a lot of people say, well, photo ID makes sense. You need it for this, you need it for that. But in fact, you guys already have a voter ID law in Missouri. There's, what, six or seven different types of identification you're asked you can present when you go to vote?
Right. I mean, we think that it makes sense for voters to identify themselves when they go to vote, and in Missouri we already do that. We have a voter identification law, and there are a variety of means by which people can identify themselves. One of them is a driver's license, but it's just not restricted to only a driver's license. So for those people who maybe don't drive and don't have a need for a driver's license, they can still vote.
They can still vote. Imagine that. You know, I'm from Missouri originally, Mindy, and my father went to vote, I think it was in 06, and they asked him at the time for photo ID. He said, no, I don't have one on me. Of course, he did, but he's a troublemaker. And he said, I've got a gas bill. They still wanted a photo ID, but worse than that, your old boss, Secretary of State Robin Carnahan, they told her, what, three times that she had to have a photo ID when, in fact, she did not?
Yes, that's right. And I think that really shows that we need to make sure that, you know, poll workers are well trained in Missouri and that Missourians know their rights and that what they need to have in order to vote is a variety of different types of identification. And those are safeguards that make sense and help us have fair elections here in Missouri.
Well, this is great news. This is a big, big victory for people who are, you know, fans of democracy and the Constitution. And so congratulations, Mindy Mazur, for all the work that you did do you think in the end it was the loud noise from the opposition that held these Republicans off from even bringing this thing up for a vote?
Well, you know, Brad, we're the show me state. And sometimes we don't like to be told, you know, what to do. And the fact is that there was no reason for this type of a restrictive law that infringed upon voting rights, and people don't like that. And so, sure, the grassroots support from around the state, the calls to the senators, to the representatives, and, you know, almost every major newspaper in the state came out and editorialized against this bill. I think that really shows that, you know, we want our citizens to be able to vote and in our own homes, and so that's great.
Well, bless you for all you're doing. I'm going to rest a little bit easier when it comes to Missouri, at least this year. It's going to be a lot harder for them to flip it over to the Republican side this fall. Thanks in no small part to your good efforts, Mindy Mazur at AmericaVotes.org. Thanks for checking in with us with that late breaking news. Please keep me alert if I need to help out with anything in the future when you hear the next state that Thor Hearn is getting ready to take down, okay?
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks, Mindy. All right. Mindy Mazur with some good news. We're going to have more good news, believe it or not, here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Coming up after this break with Steve Rosenfeld, Richard Vigory a little bit later. You want to give us a call? You can try to get in. 888-5-PETER-B. We'd love to hear from you. 888-573-8372. I'm Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
This is the Peter B. Collins Show from Green 960 San Francisco. Find out more about Peter B. at green960.com.
What is love? And the evidence is clear. I'm not alone. There are thousands of us here. This is my democracy. You won't go telling me my vote don't matter anymore.
Oh, no, it will matter. It'll matter if I have anything to say about it. We're fighting for it every week here on the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm Brad Friedman, sitting in live from Los Angeles at the studios of KTLK, K-Talk, AM 1150, Progressive Radio down here in Los Angeles. We're delighted to be here, sitting right next to Stephanie Miller's studio. And we're going to go in there and when we're done here, and we're going to leave something, a love note or something. We're going to leave behind the smell of democracy. And you know, usually I come on every Friday and I've got this just this terrible news for Peter. Something's going wrong with our electoral system. Did I say I'm Brad Friedman of Brad Blog? BradBlog.com. Stop on by the way. We've got an open thread over there if you want to chat. I'll try to keep an eye on that or give us a call, 888-573-8372. Anyway, I come on by every week with bad news for Peter. And what I did was he's in Missoula, so I waited until he was gone to come on with this good news. One, the move for a constitutional amendment in Missouri for a photo ID restrictive voter suppression thing is dead, as we've just learned. And now, two, we've got more good news coming up from our next guest, Stephen Rosenfeld, who joins us. He's a senior fellow at alternate.org, where he reports on elections from a voting rights perspective. Previously, he was the executive producer at Radio Nation with Laura Flanders, heard on Air America and public radio stations. He's the co-author of What Happened in Ohio, a documentary record of theft and fraud in the 04 election. And, he's got his next book, Count My Vote, will be published by Alternate in July, instructing voters what to look out for this fall, like bad administration, bad voting machines, partisan tactics, dirty tricks. And he's even my sort of co-author. I know Mark Crispin Miller would appreciate this. My co-author in Mark Crispin Miller's Loser Take All. I've got a chapter in there, as does Steve Rosenfeld, and he brings us some more good news today. Hey, Steve, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Delighted to have you here. Want to talk about the electoral landscape, this outlook for 2008. But as long as we're on the good news bandwagon, I wanted to let you break some more good news for us today.
Well,
what is it?
Today actually was, there were two other things to mention, Brad, and you only think I want to mention one.
You've got more good news than that even?
Yes.
Oh, man, good. What is it?
Okay, well, the first is that the Justice Department settled a suit with the state of Arizona, which is going to force them to actually offer voter registrations at their state welfare offices. Now, there are a lot of states around the country that don't do this. They just do this at motor vehicle departments.
Right.
And several groups, notably Project Vote and Demos, sued. And it turns out that they have been bugging the Justice Department literally since 2005. To force states to enforce this law. And one of the big roadblocks at the Justice Department was a fellow who was basically running the voting section. His name is Hans von Spakovsky.
And you know, if I had music here, I would play an evil note, because this guy, his name, Hans von Spakovsky, sounds like a Bond villain, and he acts like one, too. And I interrupted your story. Go ahead,
well,
Steve.
Well, no, the story is there's a link between the Arizona news and what happens with von Spakovsky. Well, he was appointed during a congressional recess to the Federal Election Commission, which is supposed to oversee and regulate the nation's federal elections, campaign mm-hmm. spending. It turns out that there was so much opposition to that appointment that the Senate would not hold hearings to not only consider him, but other nominees as well. Well, today, he, after a six-month standoff, he took his name out of the running. So now this is why this is good news. This fellow has been one of the primary proponents of laws like Missouri's voter ID law.
Yep.
He's also been, when he was at Justice, somebody blocking progress on forcing state welfare agencies to offer voter registration opportunities to poor people. There are maybe 15 to 20 million poor people who are eligible voters who are not being asked across the country because, well, you know, the state agencies, it's just too much bureaucracy. They don't want to do the work, but it's the law, and he was stopping enforcement of it.
So he has withdrawn his nomination, and that had been blocked in the Senate by Feingold, by Barack Obama.
Yes.
His nomination to the FEC, he had previously served a recess appointment, and he hadn't withdrawn. So for the past year, they haven't been able to elect anybody to the FEC. The Republicans were blocking a vote on anybody. They couldn't get any business done because they wanted this. And I'm sorry, but he is one of the top vote fraudster guys, along with Thor Hearn, Brad Schlossman, Tim Gray. Griffin,
that's exactly right.
This team of folks who are just doing anything they can to keep people from being able to cast their vote. He's gone, and in Arizona now, they will be doing voter registration at which sort of clinics did you say?
Well, it has to be state welfare agencies. It's not just motor vehicle departments. It's state welfare agencies. Under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, which everyone calls the Motor Voter Law, you're supposed to offer the opportunity to anybody who comes into not just, you know, motor vehicle departments, but also state public assistance agencies.
Right.
And, you know, the politics are obvious. Poorer people, like younger people, tend to vote Democratic. And Arizona, you know, has a very partisan Secretary of State who's a Republican. In fact, Arizona is the only state that requires citizens to produce proof of citizenship when registering to vote. And since 2004, 17% or 37,000 registration applications have been rejected. And that was the other half of the Missouri law that they were trying to write in there. So this stuff is all related. And what happens is you have a trickle-down effect starting at the Justice Department and going through the state legislature to create all these barriers to voting, to create barriers to high turnouts. And I think people in Washington are realizing that the political winds are shifting, and, you know, they just can't get away with the stuff they've been getting away with for the last 4 years.
Well, can they get away with it, Steve Rosenfeld? Because I'm worried, even, you know, as we head into 08, obviously the Republicans have realized they're going to have a very difficult time of it this year, and we're going to talk with Richard Vigory in the next section of the hour about that. But so they're trying to keep people from voting. The question is, will they be able to get away with it as they did in previous years? What's it look like for 2008? Do the good guys stand a chance here, Steve?
Well, the good guys stand a chance if enough people pay attention to what is really going on. And what's really been going on, and people didn't do this in 2004. You know, in 2004, you were on the radio, I was on the radio, we were all talking about how the Democrats were registering tens of thousands of voters in Ohio and other states, but we never paid attention to the stuff that was happening that would prevent those voters from going to the polls. We never paid attention to hundreds of thousands of voters being purged across the country. We never paid attention to these voter ID laws like we're doing now. So what the story is this, I know our time is short.
It is.
The Republicans and their political sympathizers are going to try to create bureaucratic roadblocks. They're going to try to create bottlenecks at the polls. And we just have to know how to register, show up, and vote.
Well, thank you for staying on top of it, Steve Rosenfeld. We're certainly going to talk more about this in the weeks ahead with you. Thanks for the good work you're doing at alternate.org. And, let's hope we get this right this year. Steve Rosenfeld, thank you, sir.
Thanks,
Brad Friedman on the Peter B. Collins Show, back with Richard Vigory right after this.
This is the Peter B. Collins Show from Green 960 San Francisco. Find out more about Peter B. at green960.com.